There's no time to wait on anybody for your dreams. Who's going to pursue your dreams? Except for you.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Powell, and here on the Peach Jam Podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians, from hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. This episode is really fun. And don't be afraid to dance.
I'm Naoma, the goddess of groove, and I make disco records.
You do make disco records. All right, so first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Midland, Michigan, originally.
And you're living in Atlanta now.
Yeah. Yes. Been here about almost 4 years.
And as we record this, it is 2025, and you make disco records.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's the one genre of music I feel the most alive listening to. And so I hope to recreate the feeling that the disco divas of the 70s and 80s captured. I think it's just such an important sound, especially for the climate of the world right now. I think we need some disco, we need some dancing. So, yeah.
I need you to do one thing for me. It's simple. Get off the ball and dance, baby.
You're like a larger-than-life personality, and you have an incredible stage presence, and there's like so much about you that is awesome. But tell me first, why disco?
I appreciate that, first of all. Thank you. I walked into Star Bar, Little Five Points in Atlanta. I think it was December of 2021, a month after I moved to Atlanta. And that was the moment everything changed for me, because Quasiman Disco, a really good friend of mine now, legendary ATL DJ, was spinning some Chaka Khan and some Tina Marie and some Donna Summer. And I saw the way people reacted to it and the way people were dancing to it. And it blew my mind. I was like, I don't hear this on the radio right now. I don't hear this. These big voices, you just don't hear that. And I've always had a really big voice. And when I first decided to start doing music, I kind of went the R&B route. I was doing the indie songwriter, singer-songwriter route, and nothing felt right. When I walked into Star Bar that night, it all clicked for me. I was like, this is the genre I need to be doing. The big vocals, the dancing, the horns. If you know me, you know I love trumpets, I love horns. It was an amazing feeling to finally get that confirmation of like, this is what I need to be doing.
Tonight, darling, lose control.
It's one of those things I told you off mic, and I told some other people, like, you hear about the local rock band or the local singer-songwriter or the local southern rock band, you know, and even local rappers, but you never hear about the local disco diva, you know?
There's not one. There's not one until Naomi came around.
And like, yeah, you should be far more famous.
Oh, thank you. I received that all in divine timing. I think I kind of have taken the risk of pursuing my dream and following my dream. And I know it's going to be a long haul. I'm just having fun with it. Truly, I get to live my dream out every single day. And I know little Naomi is smiling. So
tell me about little Naomi.
That's my girl. I love her so much. I think about her a lot because she's still very, very much so present within me. So much fun, like an insane amount of confidence. Really loved to dance and sing, was consistently singing. And my brothers will tell you, I was singing all the time. I think I was just born with this innate feeling of like, I have to sing, I have to dance, I have to get this energy out. And everyone has their thing, you know? So, little Naomi would not even believe what Naomi's doing right now. I think she would be ecstatic.
Did you do any sort of, performance or musical theater or things like that growing up?
Yeah, definitely a theater kid. Definitely a theater kid. It was just so much fun. The rush of like being on stage is just something else. I think I fell in love with it. I was in Annie in fifth grade. That was, my mom knew that I was always singing and she put me in this audition, and only 10 spots out of like, I think 200 girls showed up, only 10 spots. So my mom didn't think it was going to be, I didn't think I was going to make it, because what are the odds of that? And I just went in there. I sang my little heart out and I got casted as one of the orphans. I was Kate in Annie. This is like, I think 2009 at Beef and Boards Theater, actually in Indianapolis. This was in Indianapolis at this time. And that feeling of just being on stage and even the rehearsals and, you know, the characters that you meet off the stage too become your best friends, and everything about show business I instantly fell in love with. And then I was in just theater throughout middle school and high school. And in high school, I actually got to be a part of a really competitive show choir called Center Grove Sound System. And we were number 2 in the nation at the time. I think they've surpassed that. I think they're number 1, or were at one point. A phenomenal group. Jennifer Dice, shout out to that woman. She taught me hard work. She taught me how to sing and dance with breath control. And I think ever since then, I just fell in love with the feeling of being on stage and doing what set my heart on fire. I was so eager and so ready to get my voice out there. I'm like, I can sing. I have a talent. Someone listen to me. And I was actually at a spot called Reverie, which is now, I think, closed down. It was a VR bar. And there was a music video going on for, I think it's Batman Key is his name. He's a rapper. Mm-hmm. And I was just so excited to be involved in like a music video. And I'm actually in that music video in a limo. There's one scene of me in there. And I was just meeting people, excited to be there. And I met some people and I was like, I can sing. Like I might move here to sing. And I was like, can I sing for you now? You know what I mean? And they were like, not here, not now, but we have a studio. Come to our studio tomorrow. And I was on cloud nine. I was like, oh, my first time in a real studio in Atlanta. Like I'm ready to come with it. And I actually, the next day ended up staying a week and I recorded a whole EP. And it was just that energy of just like, oh, I already have producers. I already know an engineer down here. Like they love my voice. It was just an excitement that I can't explain about Atlanta. And also just seeing a music video on the street, I was like, this is my type of speed of just like, go out and shoot. You don't need to wait on anybody. So Atlanta, I made the decision in November, or I actually made the decision before, but in November of 2021, I moved to Atlanta.
It sounds like you're one of those people who is all about like, let's go out, let's make it happen, let's do it, you move quick. Like you're in control of your life and your career and let's get it done.
Definitely. Almost sometimes to a fault where I'm just like, I'm just so ready to go. And sometimes I think this year I've learned that like there's so much power in being still and letting things come to you. And that's starting to happen in my career. And I'm really, really, really grateful for that. But most of my career, I knew it was up to me. And so I was on the go, on the run, trying to meet people, trying to make things happen. Just, you know, not waiting on anybody because there's no time to wait on anybody for your dreams. Who's going to pursue your dreams except for you?
You won't find this in the stars. Try to walk through every door. You won't find it. Yeah, truth be told. Your heart's worth more than gold. You can't buy it. Oh, can't you see? You're a dream. Don't change a thing. Oh, can't you see? You're what we need. Don't change a thing. Your demise, but that's just not sustainable. Oh, one of a kind, made by design. You are divine, 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 divine. Yeah, you shine, you shine, you shine. You shine, you shine, you shine. One of a kind, made by design. You are divine, 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 divine.
Well, tell me about shooting some music videos just out in public.
It's so much fun. It's like you get to perform for random people, which is fun. It's hectic. It's sweaty. Georgia is so hot. I'm still not used to the heat down here. But the most fun I think I've ever had is just going out and shooting. 'Cause right now, like, I'm independent. It's just me and my friends making fun things. And I think no matter where my career goes, I'll always look back on this chapter and be really grateful that I just got to create cool stuff with my friends. Like, that's what it's all about. And like I said, I'm just having a lot of fun with it. A lot of fun.
I saw on your Instagram that you played Pride. It was the Pride Festival in Rome, Georgia, which is my hometown.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Rome was a dream. It was my first time headlining a festival. It was so much fun. It was the first time I felt like I had all my dancers there. I had like my hairstylist. It felt like, you know, my team of my friends. We all got to go on a trip and we all got to like, you know, stay in hotel rooms and do that thing. And it just kind of felt like practice for like what life is about to be like. And it was just so much fun. Rome was so accommodating. I had no idea I was headlining until I saw the poster. Mm-hmm. I just thought I was a performer. And then seeing your name for the first time on a poster is surreal for a festival. But seeing it as the biggest, as the headliner, was like so, so amazing to see. So shout out Rome, Georgia. Great city, super fun downtown. Me and my girl Jazzy the rapper, after the show, we went and checked out downtown and we had so much fun. I was like, we might have to come back.
Yes, I'm from there. And Broad Street in Rome is fantastic.
Good time.
Yeah. Did you see the wine bar where you do it with the card and like, yes, you get this one? Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Like no one told me, you know?
Yeah. So you're doing everything you're doing with just connections you've made over the just few short years that you've lived here, right?
Yeah.
How have you been able to make such powerful connections so quickly?
Luck and divine timing, I think. You are what you attract. You attract what you are. And so I just try to give out as much genuine energy. And a lot of people in my life right now I have prayed for, and they've shown themselves up to me, shown themselves to me in my life over time. They don't come right away, you know, but everyone I'm working with, the band, my hairstylist, my creative director, my stylist, like those are people I specifically prayed for. And I was very intentional about what I wanted to call into my life. So when you do things with intention like that, it's amazing what happens. And it's not going to be on your timing ever. But when you just trust that, like, they're on their way to you, it's crazy how that happens. There would be no Naoma that you see right now without my team and my best friends. It truly is something I wake up every morning and am grateful for. So it takes a village. Definitely.
Is this a full-time job?
No, I'm still working part-time. I'm really exhausted, but it's just a part of the process. Like, there will be a day when I don't have to go back to that job. But to anyone hustling out there and pursuing your full-time dream with a full-time job, it is not for the weak. It is really difficult. And people don't talk about it enough, I don't think. But we just got to keep going. You just got to keep going. You got to find the time to pursue your dreams. You can't give up. You only lose when you give up. And you have to understand it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take years, actually, maybe decades. And you've seen that with mainstream artists right now. I mean, there's so many artists who have been doing this for years and years and years are just now getting their limelight. So those stories inspire me for sure. I actually had the honor of meeting Victoria Monet.
A week before
she dropped in on my mama.
Wow.
And I work at the Delta Sky Lounge. I'm a bartender.
Okay.
And I met her in the Delta Sky Lounge. And she sat and talked with me. She didn't have to do that. But she was so sweet, so phenomenal. And her story is really inspiring. She moved to LA, I think it was in 2009. And she got her break in, I want to say, 2023. So Think about that timeline. It takes years. It just takes time, and you just gotta keep going.
I wanted to pay homage to Tina Marie tonight. Everybody get out! I love you.
how do you find the drive on the days you don't want to do it?
You rest. I rest. I think that I've learned that the hard way. When you push it, when your body is screaming at you to rest. I mean, we live in a society like in America where they just want you to go, go, go. Always be better. Hustle, hustle, hustle. I was a victim to hustle culture. Heavy when I graduated college around that era. And I'm so grateful I have gotten out of that and realized the power of rest and recharge. And but even when I have to perform, and I don't feel like Naoma, I don't feel confident. It's almost like a character I'm able to step into because I have a mission with my music, with my performances. I have a mission to inspire. I have a mission to allow people to move in their body and feel good. And that alone, that mission really drives that. And it's like a mirror effect. When I see that in my audience, I'm able to get that within myself again too. So
how much of Naoma is you putting on that character, and how much of Naoma is who you really are?
Jeremy, that's a good question. I think Naoma is who I want to be. Naoma is who little Naoma wanted to be so badly. Naoma is someone I inspire to be like. And so when I step into that character, of course it's me. Of course it's my heart. But I do think that it's almost like a me striving to be that person and just stepping into that character, stepping into that power so that I can show up in every aspect of my life the way that Naoma shows up on stage.
Ladies, if you know you're a star, sing along.
Treat me like a star.
that's approved. Thank you so much.
Now, when you first showed up here at GPB, we were walking around and I showed you the studio and things, and you asked me a question and I told you that I'd have to wait to tell you. So yes. Go ahead and ask.
It was about how did you find me?
Mm-hmm.
Like how did, I'm still kind of as an independent artist, just like amazed that these things are happening in my life because this is new for me. I told you this is my first time like with a production team and like being filmed like this. And so I was like, how did you find little Naoma?
So I get asked the question a lot, how do I find artists? And it's honestly, a lot of it is recommendation. People will send me something. Occasionally, like I'm going out and looking at local venues and who they're booking and finding out where they are. But the story of how I found you is incredibly unique because one of our former production managers connected with you on a dating app.
No way!
And then he sent me a screenshot of your album on Spotify, I guess, and was like, you got to check this out. And it was incredible. And then he told me how he connected with you. Obviously, y'all didn't work out, but your music's amazing and you deserve to be on Peace Jam.
Shout out to that man.
Yes.
Shout out to the dating apps. That's,
right.
That's really funny. I love it.
Oh, it does seem like things are just happening very lucky for you. Divine inspiration, like you say.
Definitely. Yeah. I really appreciate you reaching out. This has been just so much fun. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll talk after. I'm trying to figure out who it is, but thank you. Thank you for connecting me, and I think word of mouth goes so far as an independent artist and someone who's just bubbling in Atlanta. Like, tell the DJs about me, tell your friends about me, play me in the car, you know, play me in spaces that, you know, anyone's playing music. That goes so far for me. So I appreciate that he did that. That's awesome.
If you could talk to little Naoma right now, what is it you would say to her?
I would tell her that I love her, and I would tell her that we're doing it, and I think we would just hug. I think she'd be like, really? And I'd be like, yeah, girl, we're doing it. We're going all in.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, you can find Naoma's music start to finish on GPB's YouTube page. And don't forget to leave a quick rating and review, whether on YouTube or wherever you're listening to this. It helps more than you know. And if you like what we're doing here on Peach Jam, please tell somebody. Call your friends, call your neighbors, post it on social media, whatever you can do to help spread the word. And if this is your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You might just find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. Next time, you'll meet a multi-platinum recording artist from Warner Robins, Georgia.
Martin, girl, really did it this time. Broke my parole to have a good time.
Rehab is on the next episode of the Peach Jam Podcast. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram @PeachJamPodcast and look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.